Hey, it's Brian Murphy here, and whether you're orchestrating a corporate gathering, gearing up for a team-building session, or just seeking a spot to savor thrilling sports and activities, the Clubhouse in Fremont is the go-to destination for bistro, bar, bocce, golf, and fitness. From team-building to private golf lessons on any one of 140 golf courses around the world, the Clubhouse in Fremont has you covered. Visit FremontClubhouse.com to learn more about their amazing amenities and private events. The Clubhouse in Fremont, the Bay Area's place to play.
Game two of the day-night doubleheader, the Giants and the Nationals from Nationals Park in Washington. The Nats won game one, 2-0. I'm John Miller with Giants manager Gabe Kapler. And Cap, when you've got one of these day-night doubleheaders, what is that like for a player?
I think one of the most challenging things about being a player, and I guess it applies to staff as well, but in particular for players, is figuring out when to eat. I know it seems like a simple thing, but you know, you get to the ballpark and maybe you're eating your first meal. You don't want to be full between games, and sometimes you're not hungry between games. But if you're playing both legs of the doubleheader, you're going to want to have fuel for the second game. So I think it's a tricky thing that's a little bit different for everyone. I always tried to eat between doubleheaders, even if it wasn't split, if it wasn't day night, just try to get something in my stomach before I went out there for game two. The other consideration is, when you have that long layoff between games, you really do cool down completely. It's a very taxing thing for a player's body, for a position player's body, to get ready for the second start of a doubleheader. Your body's so used to getting ramped up and then shutting down after a game and getting a blow before the next day that it is a real tax to pay for players to get ready for the second game. So you will likely see us get guys off their feet in the second game that played in the first.
All right. So, and you can do that for a certain number of guys, but, and you are allowed an extra player. So that can help with that. But for guys who are going to end up playing both games of the doubleheader, I guess there's a real importance on making sure that your body is ready. How do you do that?
One way that I think is really useful is if these guys can, turn their bodies off for a little while and just sleep for a few minutes. And sometimes that's at your locker. We have places in this ballpark here in DC where guys can go get a little bit of a blow and take a rest. We've also got our hot and cold tubs and our trainers and our massage therapist here to help these guys both cool down and get some rest and then ramp back up for game two.
And of course, then there's the pitchers. Sometimes we've seen many times where a relief pitcher has worked in both games of a doubleheader. And I know from the way you have utilized your staff, you'll try and stay away from that, but sometimes it's something that can't be helped. What about being a relief pitcher with the prospect that maybe you'll be called upon more than once?
Right. And I think part of that is why we used our pen like we did. What that did for us by not extending our relievers beyond an inning is it allowed those guys to be available to at least pitch in one of the games today. And obviously you're seeing Kevin Gausman, you know, after his start, here we are with a pen that can handle the second game of this doubleheader.
Are you someone who feels, as a manager anyway, that this idea of doubleheaders being 2 7-inning games, is that an idea whose time has come in the major leagues? I mean, we're doing it for the COVID period here, but would you like to see it instituted just from now on?
I think most people around baseball think that's a good policy. It's a grind to get through two games, even 2 7-inning games. So to shorten them just a little bit is better for the health of the players. It generally means a healthier ball club going forward, a better rested ball club going forward. And look, baseball fans want to see players at their best. So I think it's good for the sport.
Now, the Giants lost the first game 2-0. Game two still to come. We'll have more Cap right after this. Now, more Cap with the skipper of the Giants before game two of the day-night doubleheader. The Nationals took the first game 2-0 over the Giants. And Cap, after you weighed in on this idea of the 2 7-inning games for doubleheaders and whether that should be instituted from now on, what about the other pandemic rule regarding extra innings and that free runner at second base? Are you for that or against it?
I've been watching fan reactions to the late inning or the extra inning rule with a runner starting at second base. I don't know that they've been universally positive. At the same time, I do think there's some value in shortening some of these games. There aren't players, there aren't staff who want to play 16, 17, 18 inning games. Same theory as shortening the doubleheader games, in that we want to see healthy, productive players at their best, and we want to see the athletes shine. And the best way to do that is not to overstimulate them, not to tax their bodies. So I like that we haven't had those 15, 16, 17 inning games. And at the same time, I think the jury's still out on this one, and I want to see more fan reaction before making my own personal final assessment.
All right. And after we did the interview with Gabe Kapler earlier, the Giants had a change in their lineup here for game two. Brandon Crawford is out. Mauricio Dubon is in. From Gabe Kapler, Brandon Crawford had some core cramps between games, and we felt that it made sense to get him out of there. He's fine and should be available for the Giants off the bench here in game two. Game two upcoming, and that's the Gabe Kapler Show for today.
Hey, it's Brian Murphy here, and whether you're orchestrating a corporate gathering, gearing up for a team-building session, or just seeking a spot to savor thrilling sports and activities, the Clubhouse in Fremont is the go-to destination for bistro, bar, bocce, golf, and fitness. From team-building to private golf lessons on any one of 140 golf courses around the world, the Clubhouse in Fremont has you covered. Visit FremontClubhouse.com to learn more about their amazing amenities and private events. The Clubhouse in Fremont, the Bay Area's place to play.